Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you are craving creativity, there is an opportunity to immerse yourself this weekend. All City Writers is a collective of local performers, and this Saturday, March 2nd, they're celebrating 2 years with an ensemble of performances exploring mental health, ancestry, family, and love through one-person shows. It is called Liminal States, and it's happening at the West Sacramento Black Box Theater. Joining us are Nicole Limon, the director of Liminal States, as well as poets Natachi Mez and David Lorette de Mola, who goes by And Yes. Welcome to you all. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much.
What a treat. Okay, Natachi, I want to start with you. Tell us about Liminal States.
Yes. So this is a group show we will be having. So Liminal States was something we decided on while we were working with the themes of all the artists that are involved, and just that state of sort of in-betweenness of navigating what seems often like conflicting emotions and states, right? So navigating both grief and love together, loss, and also being found in that loss. So it was a name that we all ended up voting on. We did a brainstorm, and we felt that that really resonated with the stories that we were seeking to tell for our All City Writers collective show.
Well, and I would love to learn more about All City Writers. David, how did this become into existence?
So we all started off in spoken word and doing poetry around town, and there's so much offered for new people. You can go to the Sacramento Poetry Center. You can go to Silver Linings. Mahogany, I think, is back around. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So, like, there's so many offerings, but for people who are established, who have been around in the scene for a bit and really know what they're doing, we tend to just kind of go, okay, here you go. You're off in the wild. Good luck. And I really wanted to establish something so that when people are coming up, they can have somewhere to go and create work that is professional and they can take out into the world. That was my goal personally with it.
And now, you know, almost 2 years in, you know, you have a lot to look back on and something to celebrate this weekend on Saturday. Nicole, you're the director of Liminal States. What should people expect when they go take it all in on Saturday?
So I've been fortunate to actually be in the audience for their first two shows, and it is overwhelmingly joyous and beautiful. There's such a range of the stories that they're telling, but I think the most that we can expect is the embodiment of this poetry, the embodiment of these words, and the diverse styles of writing that they're using. So there are things that are very energetic and high. Natachi's is this beautiful, flowing, I mean, so visceral. We have actually a duo piece, two solo writers who have come together to create a two-hander, performing, acting like a traditional play. And then David's solo piece, which is just a really beautiful journey with film and sound and voiceover. So it's really being able to see the range of styles, but also the embodiment of these beautiful, beautiful poets, their work on stage.
That's wonderful. And there's a total of six performers, poets, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And what I love about this is every show people have said how diverse and different each set is. So kind of like what Nicole was saying, you'll get a little bit of dance in this. You'll get a little bit of music in this. You'll get a little bit of me breaking the fourth wall a bit, talking about depression. A little bit of everything for everyone.
Well, let's give listeners a little bit of a taste of all the creativity and just all the work that y'all do. Natachi, I'd love if you could share something.
Yes, I can do. This is an excerpt from a piece titled The Land Laughed. As we sing a sustainability, let us ask, sustainable for who? Sustaining what? There is murder in the extraction of precious metals, pulling coltan and cobalt out of the Congo like teeth when a filling would do. In the words of Saul Williams, coltan as cotton, coltan as coltan as cotton, lineage of extraction. This is what got us here. Makes it hard to, makes it hard to, cycles. Cycles I've seen, cycles, cycles I've seen, birth at a funeral, decay transformed to feast. Baptism is everywhere there is water. You, sacred sacrilege, God in flesh had a number. I don't know anyone who is not a song. Multiplication is division. The sum of me is the sum of us. Some of us have been likened to denominators. On the bottom, holding the weights of the whole world. Holes here. Here, hierarchy is broken structure, crashing in on its own hypocrisies. Hypotheses have been crafted from these ruins. Everywhere a funeral, never an elegy unsung. It is in the hiss of the wind, the ache of opened mouth soil, swallowing, swallowing. Something is still born here.
Oh my, yeah. What a gift. Thank you so much. I mean, how did being part of this collective, All City Writers, how did it really shape your approach as in performance poetry?
Yes, I would say that in my practice as a performance poet, I think the body has always been something that is very essential to me as someone who finds a lot of comfort on a dance floor. My body was something that I think I always really engaged with as a poet. But I think because of All City Writers' deep engagement with theater arts, it made me move more, really think about the entire space I have. I think often with a mic as a performance poet, you might find yourself just somewhat standing there with the mic stand. And I, while very comfortable with that, I think it has allowed me to stretch my body even further, to really imagine the spaces I'm in and embody them deeper. And think about production, I think, in an even more thorough way. And I think being a part of All City Writers then gave me even more inspiration to set out with other production goals and really think about the entire experience from when you enter a space. What do you feel? What do you hear? How might you connect to those around you and feel a sense of nourishment by being in this space?
I love that. You know, we only have like a minute and a half left, and I would love, David, if you can send us off with some of your work.
Absolutely. If it cuts me off, just watch the show, right? Come on out. We'd love to have you. tinyurl.com/LSACW. That's the ticket link. Tonight, in this very ring, we witness a veritable David versus Goliath as tonight one man wrestles his own depression to pinfall or submission. Listen as the crowd noise simmers just above silence in anticipation. Man waits, already in the ring, as depression comes out to full fanfare. A gold belt and an entourage of anxiety and a whole lot of swagger as he slides in the ring so smooth his chest barely grazes the canvas. The bell rings, the roar of the audience. The man backs his opponent into the corner, slams depression into the mat, covers for the pin for the first time in his entire existence. It feels like he just might win. The arena shakes from the roar of it all as the ref counts the pinfall. 1, 2, depression shoves man off. Springs off the ropes, bores itself through man's chest. Stunned silence once again as the ref counts 1, 2, 3, and the audience leaves, goes back to their families. As man lays in the ring, a broken heap of bones, beaten, but still breathing. And in the morning, he laces his boots for the day's fight to come, and he knows he won't win, but he keeps trying, because someday he might.
Yeah. Yes. 10 seconds left. Thank you all so much for joining us. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day. This event is on Saturday. We have all the information on our website. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.